1980 when I became a part of Black and White Men Together. And then in 1990, we got a call from Patty Pendarvis here in Newark, calling MACT New York because she knew of the work that we were doing around HIV. And she said that there were too many people in the community of Newark who were dying, and they were not getting the information around HIV. And the group decided that Eric Perez and I, Eric is a Hispanic brother and I, who were a member of the group at the time, that we would come and do a workshop that at a local bar that Patty organized. And so at that point in 1990, I decided I need to move back to Newark, that I didn't need to be going over on that subway, that there was too many people in Newark getting sick and dying. So I worked with Barbara Ford to write a grant to the state that was monies coming from Washington, the CDC, where we did what we call home health parties with people, teaching them about how to be safe and doing safety sex practices. And that project was called Project Fire. It started around 1992, and it went for